Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So phase two is now open. Governor DeSantis made the announcement yesterday. A lot of confusion. WESH, FTV,
Everybody, KMG.
KMG and DBOF, the radio station, all reported, oh yeah, restaurants 100%.
Because at first the story, I sent you two separate stories at two separate times. One said restaurants were 100%. Then after the governor spoke, the governor said 50%. And we were like, wait, what?
Yeah. And then to my disappointment, because I own a restaurant, which is going to go out of business because we can't keep going like this, can't even pay payroll. It's only 50% for restaurants still. But gyms?
100%.
Where people are spraying their droplets everywhere? 100%.
I don't understand that.
Outdoor seating with social distance, a certain amount indoors, but you're seated to get served. I mean, people go, enjoy, have a drink, it's fine. We want to kind of not have huge crowds piling in.
But at the gym, it's okay.
And then my question I posed to Rick was, they've also upped social gatherings from 10 people to 50 people. So if you can have less than 50 people in your restaurant, that's all your restaurant holds, why can't you have 50 people in your restaurant if that would be 100% capacity?
Doesn't make any sense,
makes
right?
None.
So I could have a sick 50 people all hanging out and touching each other, but right. I can't have
50 people in your restaurant.
I don't understand what they're thinking.
I mean, maybe just do what you want. What, are they going to come stop you?
Yeah, I'm sure that a health inspector will come by because they're told to go by now and, you know.
Don't go against the big chain. Go to this little teeny tiny diner in DeBerry.
Yeah, that might be all right.
That's what they do. But I'm confused. There's so many things going on. You know, you're scaring everybody from going out between the riots and the COVID and the...
Yeah, did we cancel COVID? Is that not a thing anymore?
That's like still... That all disappeared.
It's like I'm confused.
What do you wear, a mask for rioting or for COVID? I don't even know anymore.
It's time for...
COVID or Riot!
Welcome to COVID or Riot, the game show with no winners. Today's contestant is Steve. Tell me, Steve, if the following is because of COVID-19 or riots in the street, here's your clue. Target is closed.
Target's closed because of COVID.
Oh, sorry, Steve. 2 weeks ago, COVID would have been acceptable, but Target is now closed because it was burned to the ground.
Oh, right.
Your next clue, people wearing masks.
Oh, those are rioters.
Sorry, Steve, that is incorrect. Hold on, our judges are confirming. Wow, turns out both riots and COVID are correct.
You know what, I don't want to play anymore.
Correct, neither do I. This was a horrible idea.
Everything is horrible right now.
Don't join us again, because we pray there will never be another edition of...
COVID or Riot!
Bye-bye, everybody.
Rick, Stacey.